All right, we'll say good evening. So we're going to continue. We started last night, or a few nights ago, at the Plag Mincha Minyan. We started the Simen Kuf Chof Hei, which are the halachos concerning Chodesh Elul, which then, of course, leads into the halachos concerning Yomim Noraim. So the Kitzur writes the following. The Kitzur writes, Noagim Litkoa Shofar B'Chodesh Zeh. The minog is that we go ahead and we blow the shofar in this month of Elul. Umaschilin biyom beiz de Rosh Chodesh. So we begin on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Remember, Elul is a two-day Rosh Chodesh. The first day being the last day of the month of Av. The first day being Aleph Elul. So we begin on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the first day of Chodesh Elul. V'tokin b'chol yom achar tfilas shachris. And we blow the shofar every morning after shachris. Tkia shvarim tshrua tkia. Chutz me'erev Rosh Hashanah, shemafsikin bo kedei lahafsik bein tikios l'rishus l'tikios mitzvah. With the exception, of course, of Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah in order to distinguish between the obligatory blasts of Rosh Hashanah versus the customary blasts of Chodesh Elul. Now, right, the kids are something very important. V'tam ha'tikios b'chodesh zeh, the purpose of blowing the shofar in Chodesh Elul, he says, la'orer es ha'am l'tshuva, is in order to awaken us to do tshuva. Ki kein hu ha'teva shel ha'shofar, because this is the nature of the blowing of the shofar, la'orer u'la'achrid. The sound, the blast of the shofar is a very jarring, awakening sound. Therefore, when one hears it, one is awakened. Kimosh Amar Akasov, Hayitaka Shofar Ba'ir, Va'am Lo Yecharadu, as the Pasuk says, will the nation hear the shofar sounded in the city, and the people will not be afraid, or will not tremble? So this is very important, because herein lies one of the major distinctions between the shofar of Elul and the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah, according to the Svarim, is to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is to another, remember, Rosh Hashanah has many different aspects and facets to it. One of the facets to it is that we coronate God. We accept God not just as our king, but as king over the universe. So in fact, the Gemara brings down that when they used to coronate the king, one of the things they would do is they would blow the chatzotzos, they blow the trumpets, they blow the shofros. So one of the ways in which we demonstrate our hamlocha, our coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is through the blasting of the shofar. Granted, there are additional symbolisms, but that's the primary symbolism. On the other hand, the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Chodesh Elul, is a dramatically different blast. It's an amazing thing how the same sounds could have different meanings depending on the time. So those same blasts that represent the coronation of God on Rosh Hashanah for the month of Elul are supposed to be the blasts that awaken our soul, are supposed to be the blasts that penetrate literally to the deepest recess of the neshama in order to awaken it, in order to do tshuva. Same exact sounds, same exact order, but Rosh Hashanah's coronation and Elul, a call to tshuva. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer Tzshruach Lezako says Yisrael, Lefichach, Herba Lohem, Tor Mitzvah Shneemar, Adonai Chavetz Man Tzidko, Yagdo Torah Biadir.